Your precaution of training your children's minds early in piety is certainly reasonable, exactly what this profane and irreligious age requires. But I especially admire in your plan of education the method by which you draw advantage from the very principles of philosophy and reasoning which, by inspiring pride and self-sufficiency, have in all ages been found to be so destructive to the principles of religion. Ordinary people who are unacquainted with science and profound inquiry observe the endless disputes among scholars and develop a thorough contempt for philosophy. That leads them to rivet themselves quickly to the great points of theology they have been taught. Those who enter a little into study and inquiry find many appearances of proof in the newest and most extraordinary doctrines. They think that nothing is too difficult for human reason. They arrogantly break through all barriers and profane the inner sanctuaries of the temple. I hope Cleanthes will agree that after we have abandoned ignorance, our surest remedy, there is still one way left to prevent this profane liberty. Let Demea's principles be improved and cultivated. Let us become aware of the weakness, blindness, and narrow limits of human reason. Let us duly consider its uncertainty and endless disagreements, even in subjects of common life and practice. Let the errors and deceptions of our senses be set before us. Take into account the insuperable difficulties that attend to first principles in all theories and the contradictions that adhere even to the ideas of matter, cause and effect, extension, space, time, and motion, in a word, quantity of all kinds, the object of the only science that can rightly pretend to any certainty of proof. When these topics are displayed in their full light, as they are by some philosophers and almost all theologians, who can retain such confidence in the frail faculty of reason as to pay any regard to its conclusions on points so sublime, so abstruse, so remote from common life and experience?
Oh, indeed.
When the coherence of the parts of a stone, or even the composition of the parts that render it extended, are so inexplicable and contain conditions so repugnant and contradictory, with what confidence can we draw conclusions concerning the...